In the ministry of Jesus, he was not only preaching, but he was always also healing the sick and casting out demons. And then Jesus told his disciples, heal the sick, cast out demons. This shows us that the ministry of deliverance is crucial in the church, that so many people are oppressed with works of the devil. And it's true, today, so many people's issues are actually demonic, and the answer is they need deliverance. In this book, Delivered, I'm going to be sharing these revelations that will lead to people finding complete freedom. This book will contain keys that unlock all kinds of demonic oppression, even the most severe, intense kind of demonic oppression. I am so excited for this revelation to be released, these tools to be released, so that eyes may open up to see, oh, this is the door that I've had open, and this is how this demonic oppression has come in and stayed, so that they may apply these principles and be fully free from all demonic oppression. It's time for God's people to be free.
Hello, everyone. This is Amanda Grace from Ark of Grace Ministries. We are in an epic battle, a battle of the ages, a revelationary war where the first shot was fired by the enemy in the Garden of Eden at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Since that shot was fired in the fall of man, this revelationary war has raged through the generations. The enemy always attempting to raise up his false prophetic voices, his visionaries, in order to try to push his ultimate agenda, and in order to get ahead of the schedule and times and seasons of God. We as believers need to recognize this war. We need to recognize the tactics of the enemy and his devices. And we need to be able to have the tools to discern true prophecy and the true voice of God from the many counterfeit voices the enemy has raised up and basically put on a megaphone in order to try to allure nations and peoples to enslave them. This war ultimately is won by Almighty God, but we are soldiers in the armies of the living God, and we are equipped for this time, raised up for such a time to help fight this in this generation, such an epic battle.
As our world grows darker and darker, many people have a sense of impending doom. In the revised edition of Revelation Decoded, Rabbi Schneider will guide you through the book of Revelation line by line, helping you to understand current events and how the book of Revelation is being fulfilled. This revised edition features updated facts, statistics, and additional insights revealing how prophecy is being fulfilled before our very eyes and preparing the church for what's to come.
Hey, Pastor Kelly K here. You may know me better as social media evangelist Kelly K. I have been blessed to have been given a large following across all social media platforms because God gave me the call to teach the Bible and share the love of Jesus as far and wide as I can. Now, with that calling though, comes a lot of questions. In the comment sections on every video, in my direct messages, emails, I get questions from believers 24/7. And what I'm realizing is, as believers, especially early in our walk, we have questions that don't always get answered from the pulpit. Whether the question be too weird, will my dog be in heaven? Or if the question is just such a small issue that it wouldn't fit in an entire message series or single sermon, we still have questions. And the thing is, our enemy, who is very real, would love for us to be caught up in our mind with so many questions that we never focus on the call that Jesus gave us to go out and share the gospel. So what I have done is I've compiled a list of the most frequently asked questions that I see across all my social media platforms, and we have used the Bible to answer those questions. I know that there is no confusion when it comes to Jesus Christ. We have questions, but the Bible tells us the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us is our teacher of all things. So when we have a healthy understanding of exactly what the Word is telling us, we can have a confidence in our walk with God to go and share our testimony. And that's how we overcome, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen? Think about that for a minute.
Hi, I'm Todd Mullen, senior pastor of Christ Fellowship Church in South Florida in the West Palm Beach area. And I'm really excited about the release of my first book, Don't Let Doubt Take You Out. The truth is, doubt is something that we all deal with throughout our lives. From our earliest memories, doubt was probably there. On the first day of school, waiting on the playground, a word spoken, a look given. And if you're like me, doubt followed you all the way through middle school and high school, especially in middle school, exposing your insecurities and causing you to compare your failures to everybody else's success. And even into adulthood, doubt shows up repeatedly at important times in your life, trying to convince you that you don't have what it takes. You're not good enough. And these seeds of doubt can hold you back from stepping out, try to take you out before you ever get started. But ultimately, doubt is the most dangerous when it comes to the supernatural, causing us to question what we cannot see or touch or logically quantify, ultimately trying to disrupt our connection with our Creator. And as a result, we end up walking through life disjointed from the only one who actually holds life together. I've struggled with doubt in each of those areas, personally with my self-confidence, relationally when people close to me have let me down and caused me to want to shrink back and withdraw from other friendships, and spiritually. Yes, even a pastor has to deal with doubting and questioning God at times. I have. In this book, I want to share the secrets I've learned in overcoming doubt, fear, and anxiety and living a life filled with confidence and faith in God. As a pastor of a large multicultural church, I've helped thousands of people step into the big life God has for them, no longer letting doubt keep them out of the game. And I believe this book is going to help you too. I can't wait for you to get your hands on this book, because we only have one life to live, and we can't live it bound up with doubt and fear. We have to live it out in faith, walking boldly in the truth of God. God bless you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Pastor Larry Huck, and I'd like to take a moment just to tell you about my brand new book, From a Junkie to Jerusalem. You know, my story begins in South St. Louis, where I grew up in the inner city, around drugs and gangs and violence. From there, I went away to college on a football scholarship. From there, Columbia, South America, where I got into drugs beyond anything I would ever imagine. I can remember being in Columbia and shooting up, putting cocaine and heroin into my vein and collapsing on the ground, thinking I was going to die. And I cried out to God, a God that I didn't know if he existed, or if he did, would he care about somebody like me? And I said, God, don't let me die until I find what happiness is. And I know it's the hand of God that led me from Columbia, South America to Flagstaff, Arizona. I ran because I found out there were 7 federal warrants out for my arrest. In Flagstaff, a young man walked up to me and said, I couldn't walk away until I told you, Jesus is who you're looking for. That journey began me on a new beginning of my life. You know, there's a saying in the streets that says, once a junkie, always a junkie. You'll never change. But I'm here to tell you that the world may say you or someone you love can never change. That's what the world says. But the Word of God says, who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. But I want you to know, not only will God forgive you or someone you love, but God will give you a brand new beginning. If God can do it for me and give me a destiny beyond anything I could ever imagine, can you imagine what he'll do for you? When you read this book, it will give you faith that our God is so big, he'll give you a journey, maybe from a junkie to Jerusalem, or from wherever you're at, a new beginning. God bless you, and may God do miracles in your life.
I'm Mike Thompson. We're in a new Christian era for the body of Christ. The challenges are numerous and daunting, but the opportunities for the body of Christ to operate powerfully in the Spirit have never been greater. I experienced a profound vision where I witnessed three demonic strategies that Satan is using against us during these times. But I also saw three weapons that the Lord has given to us to defeat those demonic strategies. In my book, The Lion's Army, I reveal that Jesus, the Lion of Judah, leads an army that is endowed with true spiritual power in the earth. When you read my book, you'll discover the ways of the Spirit for these last days. You'll learn step by step how to walk in the Spirit. You'll receive keys to hearing the voice of God and experiencing the gifts of the Spirit in your own life. You'll dramatically find an increase in the power and effectiveness of your prayer life. Join me in stepping into the full power of the Holy Spirit.
Hello, I'm Mark Rutland, and I want to tell you about a new book that I've written. It's a great departure for me. I've never written anything like this before, and the response of those who've read it has just been wonderful and very affirming to me. This book is about aging gracefully. It's about joy and laughter, and I hope it will make you laugh. Now in my 70s is the first time I've been able to write a book like this. I've never been here before, and probably neither have you, or neither has somebody that needs this book. The title of the book is Keep On Keeping On, How to Die Young as Old as Possible. The subtitle is a paraphrase of a famous quote, but it's a more direct and pungent paraphrase than the quote itself. Look, I believe that aging in America today, and probably anywhere in the world, is a great challenge. We begin to feel invisible. We begin to face things that are new to us, terrain that we've never dealt with before. And it can make us, turn us into angry old people. I don't want to be that guy. And I've tried to write a book that will A, make you laugh, B, teach you some things about aging gracefully, and share together this strange new terrain in which we've entered. It is a new world. And as we age in our 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and however long God gives us, what I want is to die young, as old as possible.
Hi, Dr. Colbert here, and I'd like to give you a few key tips as to why I wrote my new book, Dr. Colbert's Spiritual Health Zone. First of all, it's different from all my other books because it addresses the key spiritual roots that cause most all diseases. Second is what I've discovered over the years is most people, and even most Christians, are unknowingly inviting diseases into their minds, their emotions, and into their bodies by simply not following the love commandment given by Jesus in John 13, 34, and 35. Jesus said, "A new commandment I give you, that you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another." Now, he didn't say it was a suggestion or recommendation, but it's a commandment, an order by Jesus, the head of the church. It's not an option. If you want to be a successful Christian and pretty much overcome most diseases and prevent most diseases, we need to follow the love commandment. Choosing to walk in agape love is, in my opinion, the most important thing we can do to live a long, healthy, peaceful, and disease-resistant life. God bless you. Hopefully this will help you.